exalted no more, no more. Two more guesses on this Jerry Bader show. Story in the Denver Post newspaper that construction firms, and not only in the Denver area, but all around the country, say they really need immigration reform. The same thing you hear from dairy farmers, because they can't get anyone else to do these jobs. In this case, entry-level concrete finishing and carpentry, $15 to $18 an hour. And they can only fill them with immigrants. Who should be really bothered by that? Jake in Green Bay. Jake, go ahead.
The construction workers who's actually done the work before. Because people think they're too good to do this work. And it's like, I actually enjoy, I'm a welder. I'm off for the first time in a very long time. I'm only off for a couple of weeks, and then it'll be well over 2,000 hours this year.
Okay, that is a good answer to suggest that there's anything less than honorable or less than dignified about that work. That is a good answer. There are two other really good answers. Rob and Appleton. Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, I was just going to say that people like me, I'm offended because that's what I do for a living.
Well, yeah, okay, and that was just what the previous caller said. As if there are not people like you who will do that work, Rob. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And I don't believe that. I just don't.
Okay, but as long as you do that work, I want to throw. Okay, you know, there are two constituencies who should be really that are directly involved in this. Here's the first one, okay? So these jobs in Denver pay $15 to $18 an hour. So I guess the fast food workers in Denver really don't want to make $15 an hour, huh, Rob?
That's exactly right.
You know, that's what this is about. They want to get the type of money that you would get for hard work, and I'm not saying they don't work hard, but there's a level of skill and there's hard work. Well, they don't want to go get those jobs. They would rather stay flipping burgers. Here is the bigger one, though. Whatever the unemployment rate is nationally right now, 6 point whatever percent, we're going to believe that it is. We're always told, and I certainly believe, it's much, much higher in the black community. You know who should be really infuriated at this notion? Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and any other black community leader you can think of. Just take Milwaukee, for example, in Wisconsin, but you could take any city. Why is Milwaukee Area Technical College trying to be a college like the rest of the university system? Why don't they teach welding and the other skills where unemployed blacks in the inner city could travel and get these jobs? And yes, they would have to travel. But why should the construction community be looking to other countries and not Milwaukee or Chicago or Detroit? Or any other place where there's a huge, huge unemployed black community. Hmm? Why feel immigrants are the only ones that can fit these jobs? Why? A lot of it is because they don't have the skills. And a lot of it is because technical colleges that are supposed to be teaching vocational skills, that why do you think we don't call them vocational schools anymore? Because while that's, you just teach them one skill and you don't give them a well-rounded education. Yes, you decided you're all supposed to be like colleges rather than teach a marketable skill that one can use right away. Instead, you make them take creative writing, you make them take all of these other things, rather than just teach them a skill, a trade. I'm not saying that's entirely true, but there's a lot of truth to that, where they have to take things that have nothing to do with a particular set of skills. Leave that for college. Make technical colleges a place where you look at the demand that's out there, welding, these other, as one caller said, these other things, and teach them how to do that. All we hear about is how high the unemployment rate is in the black community. Well, here you go. But what you have to do is you have to teach them the skills. I actually have two more stories I want to get to. Both are in the entertainment industry. I'm going to have to save one for tomorrow. But I will share this one with you because I can do it in 45 seconds. Over the past several months, I've talked to you many times about Aereo. Aereo is this web-based service that allows subscribers to pick up over-the-air TV transmissions for a very, very small fee. Several courts have said they can do this, that it doesn't violate copyright laws. Local TV stations and bigger, the TV networks have said, no, this violates our copyright. Aereo and media mogul Barry Diller, who's behind it, says, look, we're just using a product you give away for free anyway. So how can that be a violation? If Aereo rules the day in court, this would change network television dramatically. They wouldn't really need local affiliates anymore. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed, they agreed on Friday to take up this case. It's a big, big, big deal. 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.